If destruction be our lot, Abraham Lincoln once noted, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. That was 187 years ago. Many things have changed in the United States since that time, but not the destructive power of racism. Hi, I'm Carlos Petara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Up until the last decade, to most citizens, Lincoln's prophecy seemed an overstatement, given the country's imperfectly peaceful harmony. I did not agree. In my experience, racism was always lurking, just a tad bit below the social consciousness. Throughout my college days, up through law school, and over 40 years working in government, educational, and law offices, traces of racism were everywhere. It was a subtle fog, manifested in the attitudes, beliefs, and assumptions, if not the camouflaged words and actions, of many individuals with whom I interacted. Today is different. Folks can no longer deny what is taking place. The Make America Great Again movement, with its outcries against actions that constitute cancel culture and wokeness, is a reinvigoration of social divisions based on race. The cold words are public dog whistles to demonstrate disdain and hatred towards those whose skin color is different, speak with accents, or were born outside U.S. borders. I never doubted this day was coming. I prayed my forecast was wrong. Sadly, when Barack Obama was elected president, it did not prove America had overcome its racist past. Rather, it set in motion a hostile backlash centered on privilege and prejudice. Allow me to be clear. The attempt to reverse America's long march to a multicultural democracy is, at its core, a hostile blowback against the inclusion of people from different parts of the world. It's a battle not just about race and culture, but also inclusion versus exclusion. It's a poison which must be overcome, and it will. We are in the early stages of a massive neo-civil rights storm. And as a wise man once noted about storms of nature, once folks are caught in the middle, they will never be the same when they walk out. When we walk out, I believe we will be better. When I was growing up, I believed my generation would change the world for the better. The job has been tougher than expected. The job is unfinished, and the opposition is fierce. But the job will get done. A multicultural democracy will be ours. Thanks for listening. And remember to always keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems. Because together, we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.